In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see all of you today. Beloved in Christ, Father John, Deacon Lewis, and Deacon Eunice, these three clergy are a good team here. They love each other, they work together, and I love them, and I am ready to support them in any way I can to keep doing the good ministry here in this holy community. And I pray that God, the Almighty God, will grant all of them perfect health and length of days. Beloved in Christ, it's a joy, it's a blessing to be gathering here every Sunday or every time we have a service. Today the people, they saw what happened. Jesus forgave sins, and forgiving sins, you know, like you remember where we started that? The first week of Lent. If you don't forgive people's sins, God the Father will not forgive you. So forgiveness is a very powerful, you know, way of behavior, if you like, of thinking. So when I say I forgive you, when you say you forgive me, this is not a little thing. So why today, you know, like the same, again, a repetition, if you like. Why is he asking us to forgive? You know, when he forgave this man's sins, everyone was murmuring, you know, like, who is he like to forgive? You know, forgiveness is stronger than someone to do a miracle. Like he healed him. Paralytic. He couldn't walk. They opened the roof. They did everything they could to bring him to Jesus, to introduce him to Jesus, to present him to Jesus. But Jesus insisted that forgiveness is stronger than anything else. You know, beloved in Christ, most of our problems these days, because we don't forgive first ourselves and others. So don't hesitate. Don't hesitate. A Christian man is powerful, is strong because of forgiveness. Forgiveness means humility. Forgiveness means love. Forgiveness means mercy. Forgiveness means all the Christian virtues. So when we forgive ourselves, we lose nothing, but rather we gain ourselves. When we forgive others, we lose nothing. We gain our brother back into the faith. So that's why there is a good lesson today for us. You know, if we claim that we are fasting and without being forgiving, doesn't mean anything. So that's why, you know, like the fast here is teaching us, the church is teaching us, like how to be good Christians. So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of being forgiven, because you lose nothing. This is a beautiful attitude, if you like. Someone like a holy man, you know, forgives. An innocent man, a clean man, a purified man, if you like, the one who forgives. So that's why fasting, thank you. So the fast, the meaning of the fast, first and foremost, is to be purified. The mind has to be clean, to see clear. You know, sin makes us in darkness. Sin makes us, you know, afraid of everything around us. But when we are, you know, like healed from sins, we are alive. We are not afraid of anything. Now some people now, all the people, you know, like they have secrets. They don't want anyone else to know their secrets. Why? Because they are afraid to be ashamed, to be embarrassed, to be, you know, offended, to be this and that. But when someone in light, everything clear. So that's why, you know, like in the Bible, some other place, tells us, unless you become like a child, like children, you won't enter the kingdom of God. You remember that? It means, you know, like everyone wishes, everyone desires, like to be younger, for example. This is better, you know, like he's away from death, he is away from anything like that. But, you know, he is not talking about us becoming like physically children again. But a child, you know, they are innocent. Children are innocent. They say everything. They say, you know, like they don't hide anything because they don't recognize between, you know, like they don't have any evil. So that's why it's very powerful to be with a clean, purified mind. This is the meaning of the past. Today, you know, like when they open the roof, this is a metaphor, if you like, metaphor, isti'ara, tashbih. It means that we have to do everything we can in order to be observing the first, to be following, not following the rules, you know, the iota here. You know, in the Bible, what does it tell us? It tells us fasting and prayer. Pray and fast together. They don't separate. The Bible doesn't separate them from each other. You know, if we pray without fasting, we become like superstitious. Nominal. We are following the rules and iotas. But when we pray and fast, it means that the prayer, you know, we are doing it. We are putting into action. Now, if we fast without prayer, would mean nothing as well. So that's why prayer and fasting are the Christian way. So here they did everything just to express their love. They express that, you know, like Jesus, only Jesus can heal this paralytic. So that's up in the roof. Imagine this, you know, like mind. It's phenomenal. Genius to think this way. You know, when they couldn't, because of the crowd, when they couldn't come to Jesus, they went up to the roof and they opened the roof, and that with faith, strong faith. So this is what we have to do during the fast. You know, one day, maybe I said it here in the past and I repeat it, one sentence, and it's meaningful. A gentleman like your age went to the monastery, and he met the abbot, he met the elder. And out of curiosity, he said, "Father, Holy Father, what do you do in the monastery?" He expected like the father has a time to explain to him and give him a lecture about that. But the answer was one sentence. He said, "My son, in the monastery, we fall and we get up again." And I spoke about God's mercy. So God's mercy is our strength. So it means without God's mercy, you know, everything we do is like superstitious. It would mean nothing. But with God's mercy and love and forgiveness, everything has meaning. So we are Christian Orthodox. Not because, you know, like they gave us a certificate, you know, in the time of wedding, in the time of baptism. No, more than that. You know, if you remember what we say in the baptism, when we serve, when we do a baptism, we say, because your names are written in heaven. You remember that verse? So this is what we are doing. Repentance, forgiveness, purification, holiness, godliness, everything of good, in order our names to be written in heaven. So we are not doing this to please Father John or the Archbishop. We are serious, deeper than that. So we come here first to encourage one another. First of all, listen to all these beautiful lessons here. You know, I couldn't miss any word what they were reading in Matthew. I couldn't miss anything. I know everything by memory. And this is not, you know, like something like supernatural. No. But when I am in the church in Orthros, I get all the lessons for myself from what I see in the church. So in the church, yesterday I said, it's not a country club. First and foremost, we gather here to be encouraged by one another. When I am weak, even that infant strengthens me. Even, you know, like little children, they give me some encouragement. So we do this in the church, and then our life, you know, we go out, home, and work, and in society, we are strong in our faith, and we practice that. We practice that. You know, when other people look at us, they see the icon of Jesus Christ on our faces. This is the whole story. Why do we continue? Just for ourselves? This is good. We are the reflection of Jesus Christ, the eye of Jesus Christ. The baptism is the reflection, the holy wedding, the Orthodox wedding, the Christian wedding. And all the sacraments, they make us the reflection of the eye of Jesus Christ. And look what happened here. When this takes place, look what the people would say. So that they were all amazed. And glorified God, saying, we never saw anything like this. لم نرى مثل هذا. عجبوا ومجد الله. يمدحوا للشخص وإنما يمدحوا الرب. يمجد الرب. يرفع المسيح للرب. I told you one day when we are flying, you know, in the city, they say, thank God today we are safe. I didn't do anything, but they think that, you know, like my presence on the plane is sitting. The plane is like safer. And good thing. So that's why you have other people who have praised God because of our faith, because of our faith, because of our forgiveness, because of our purification, because of our godliness, because of we are doing the right thing. We are not nominal. We don't practice the faith nominally. That Pharisees do that. The Pharisees do that. We need to praise God, and we need everyone who see us to praise God. Every praise has to go to God. Beloved, this time is very intense. Very intense. Why? Because we are working on our salvation. We are working on God's mercy to work in our life. We have to change. If we are so unforgiving, let us do it now. Let us ask God, please, God, have mercy on me and help me to be forgiving, to be positive, and to be loving. And He tells us, be merciful as we are in heaven. When we are forgiving, when we are loving people, we see everything good around us. Now, we criticize everything. Condemn everything because we think that everything is good. This is the way we do it. But let us see it in a different way. So let us see the rest of the past. Let us do it seriously, without fear. When we abstain from a certain type of food, that is fine, that helps, but that is not the whole story. The whole story, many times today, besides Lord have mercy, we heard all the evil things, so certain things, and this is the whole story. I receive my behavior, the way I see things, from negative into positive, from evil into good. For the community to keep under the leadership of Father John, to keep this Christian attitude, forgiving, loving, godly, following, the path to get salvation. And when we are so that's why, when we say Christ is risen on Pascha, Christ is risen, He is victorious forever, and I become victorious like Him. Why? Because I produce, or I my sins are washed, have been washed and gone. That's it. I continue to pray for you, to Almighty God, to give you all the strength, the mercy, and the forgiveness to reach the day of resurrection. May God be with you all and bless you.
Always by my life, we ask God, glory unto you, the Father.